Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. Ukraine's Defence Minister Denis Shmyhal visited Luxembourg yesterday, thanking the nation for its solidarity while requesting further support for drone production. Ukraine aims to build 20 million annually. Luxembourg is contributing 15 million euros to NATO's Ukraine initiative. Meanwhile, President Trump has announced plans to meet Russian President Putin in Budapest following what he called a productive call. The timing is significant. Ukrainian President Zelensky is visiting the White House today to request US-made Tomahawk missiles. This would be Trump and Putin's second meeting since Trump's return to office after their August summit in Alaska failed to end the conflict. French rail workers are striking today, causing delays for cross-border commuters. CFL is warning that trains between Luxembourg and France will be affected, particularly services to Thionville and Metz. However, TGV services to and from Luxembourg City will run normally. Passengers are advised to check journey details on the CFL website or app before travelling. Luxembourg's emergency services have launched Staying Alive LU, a new app to help the 500 annual cardiac arrest cases in the country. The app alerts nearby volunteers when someone suffers a cardiac arrest, guiding them through resuscitation or directing them to call an ambulance. Users receive phone support from 112 operators and no prior first aid training is required. And finally, Europe's top court, based in Luxembourg, has ruled that dogs travelling in aircraft cargo holds are legally considered baggage, limiting airlines' compensation obligations if they go missing. The ruling follows a case where a passenger's dog escaped at Buenos Aires Airport in 2019 before an Iberia flight to Barcelona and was never found. The owner was seeking €5,000 in damages. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Luxembourg's national football team may soon lose the chance to face major opponents like Portugal, Germany and France. UEFA is reviewing qualifying formats, potentially adopting a Champions League model with divisions based on team strength. The changes would not take effect until after 2028, meaning the qualifiers for the Euros could be the last chance for Luxembourg to face a major nation before the planned reform. Staying with football, Cristiano Ronaldo has topped Forbes' highest paid footballers list for the sixth time in a decade. The 40-year-old Al Nassr star will earn an estimated $280 million this season, more than double rival Lionel Messi's $130 million. The announcement comes shortly after Ronaldo was named football's first billionaire. And in rugby, Luxembourg's national men's 15 take on Norway in Stavanger tomorrow in their opening Rugby Europe Conference Pool A fixture. The match kicks off at 2 p.m. and will be streamed on YouTube and the Rugby Europe website.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
After a cloudy start to the day, the sun could come out at times, with Meteorlux predicting a total of 3 hours of sunshine and no rain. We can expect temperatures of 9 to 10 degrees by lunchtime, rising to a maximum of 14 degrees in the afternoon.